This is the Structuring Podcast.
G'day and welcome back. This is the Structuring Podcast. Terry Waugh here. And today I want to discuss the main residence exemption for capital gains tax when building on vacant land. This is covered in section 118-150 of the Income Tax Assessment Act 1997. And normally you cannot claim a capital gains tax exemption for vacant land unless it has a dwelling on it. That could cause a problem where someone buys vacant land and they build a number of years later. So to rectify that sort of situation, this section 118-150, allows vacant land to be counted as the main residence for up to 4 years prior to the completion of a dwelling on it. So what this means is if you, in 2024, if you buy vacant land and you start building and you don't complete that building until, say, 2028, then you could still claim the main residence exemption going back to the purchase point at 2024. But to do that, you must not have already claimed another property as the main residence for that overlapping period. This section also can apply to repairing or renovating an existing property on land, and that's covered by subsection 2 of the same section. It's a choice. You don't have to use this exemption, but you can use it. And if you do use it, there's a requirement that you move into the property and live in it as your main residence for at least 3 months after the completion of the project. There's a limit of 4 years, but there is an option for the commissioner of the ATO to allow for a greater time period. So in extenuating circumstances, it might take 5 years to build. If that ever happens, you can apply for a private ruling and give the commissioner the reasons for the delay. He will consider it and then grant the extension of time or not. The 4 years starts when you acquire your ownership interest in the land, and it ends when it becomes your main residence. Generally, it can't be your main residence until there's an occupancy certificate. So even though you may move in it earlier than that, it probably can't be counted as your main residence until the occupancy certificate is issued. As always, make sure you do get tax and legal advice on this one. And that's it for this week.
You've been listening to the Structuring Podcast. Check out the show notes for today's episode at www.structuring.com.au/podcast.